12.
Nooks and crannies. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I think people are mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore, but will they turn up at the voting booths across the land? That's key. I think people are so frustrated they just are adopting the old adage of, I don't see anything in it for me, so I'm just not going to go and vote. I'm going to skip this time around. I think that would be a mistake for some, and I really truly believe there's power in numbers. If more people got involved, even to just a tiny, tiny degree, you could affect change. Absolutely. 25 calls, I'll say it again. I've checked with Congress folks and senators' offices. 25 phone calls on one subject, and guess what? They pay attention. You have their ear. They're distracted. They want to know why you're upset, because they don't want to lose the gig. Some of them might lose their jobs. Remember, all the House seats are up and 33 in the Senate. There's some definite seats we could look to that we know exactly what's going to happen, but there's a couple that are up in the air. Missouri is a good one. Aiken, or the Democrat, Claire McCaskill, despite all the red-hot controversy over the lame rape comments that Aiken made, he still may be in this. He's in it according to the polls. And the Massachusetts race with Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat who's challenging him, remember he took over that seat, he won that seat after Ted Kennedy died, and it was a big shocker because, you know, he's a Republican. This is a heavily Democratic state, and you think of Boston, but he got the seat, and a lot of people like Scott Brown, but he's kind of neck and neck with Warren at this point. I think he pulls away, and Aiken, I don't know, that's a coin flip. I talked to some spies, not really spies, I talked to some people in the know today in Missouri, and it is looking a little better for Aiken. He's in there. He may just end up toppling McCaskill. People were upset with her for her stance on Obamacare. That might be it for her. Hey, coming up this hour of America Tonight, I'm so psyched because we have the guy that was smart enough, Ryan Rickert, to 29 years old, to jump on the We Will Build It theme. Remember the Obama speech where he talked about that we didn't build it? And then that became one of the main themes of the Republican convention in Tampa. So he has all kinds of websites around it, but the basic main one is yeswebuiltit.com. And it's taken off so much that he's hired 6 or 7 people to help run it in a very short amount of time, and it's putting people back to work. There's a couple of things that he does, including he's the founder of the American Small Business Movement, and it's unbelievable what this guy's doing across the country. What he did in Minneapolis and some of the other places in the U.S., people that he's talking to, it has to do with graffiti. It's a business and getting people back to work, his own business, and then dumping money back into the communities where he is. And that's a good thing. That's a win-win. But basically keeping all the money within the borders of the U.S., not shipping things overseas because it's cheaper. That's coming up in our next segment. Also, we go to the mailbag. The mailbag is flooded with comments about Ahmadinejad. I think one time, maybe 4 years ago, I made a list of evil, evil beings that I think needed to be eliminated. You know, if you had a hit list, I know, a little crass. But on my hit list, Ahmadinejad was number 2. You probably don't even remember who number 1 was. Because he's a nutball. He says crazy, ridiculously loaded things just to get a rise out of the Western world. And the worst part about this guy is the fact that all these embargoes, all this other nonsense to try to threaten him does nothing. I mean, nothing. I just think of him sitting in some big, giant office somewhere, taking a handball and smacking it against the wall and laughing hysterically at the United States and other parts of the world for how he's able to get away with what he's able to get away with. And people want to talk about diplomacy with Iran? I think not. I'm going to agree with Benjamin Netanyahu. So now you have this nutball general, Iranian general, who said World War III is going to be triggered. That's going to happen because there are going to be preemptive strikes on Israel, saying that Jerusalem, with U.S. backing, is putting some final touches on plans against Iran. So they're just going to strike first. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, they're going to do what they can. They're preparing to throw the first blow of what this conflict will be. And they're not going to start the war, but they might do a preemptive attack if they're sure that something's going to happen. If they feel like their intel is good, they're willing to take the chance. And here's, you know, ultimately the quote from the nutty general Amir Hajdeth, who says, "We cannot imagine the Zionist regime starting a war without America's support. Therefore, in case of a war, we will get into a war with both of them. We'll certainly get into a conflict with American bases." So threatening, attacking American bases. And where's Ahmadinejad in the middle of this? The madman, where is he? Oh, that's right, he's going to speak to the UN on Wednesday, where certainly he'll have some ugly things to say about Israel. I mean, you got to eliminate this whole threat of the big bomb, of the nuke with Iran. This is one of those areas where there is no gray area. Why do we have to pussyfoot around this? Why are we doing this? There is no dialogue. I don't understand it. How is there a dialogue? And Ahmadinejad will say the same thing. He's in New York right now for the UN General Assembly, and he keeps saying that they're not building arms, that it's atomic work for generating power, and it's not a problem, and that the approach of the U.S. is important, that we're ready for dialogue, for a fundamental resolution of the problems. No, he's not. He reminds me of one of the bad guys in a James Bond movie where there's that confrontation with Bond and whoever the evil person is, and they say how they really want to work it out, and then at the same time they're pulling a switch so that he drops down to the floor of the ocean and there's sharks swimming around all around him. Yeah, we're going to work this out. Put us in the shark tank. No, I don't think so. It's time to stop treading water on Iran. Some people would disagree and they'd say that we need to cut on Israel, that we need to let them go on their own, that we have to not be involved in any sable rattling or any of this kind of stuff, that we can't follow them into any kind of a war. If there is a war between Israel and Iran, do you think we need to get involved? Think about it. Ryan Richter in the wings next on America Tonight.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's what needs to happen with Ahmadinejad. We need to just cut the nonsense. There's been too much noise for too long through several administrations. Remember Condi Rice trying to do something with Iran and leveling the same sanctions that we have been leveling at Iran. Now, it's gotten a little bit tougher for them, but has it changed anything? No. The propaganda machine is in full swing. And they're ready to use their nukes if they get these nukes against Israel. Do we just allow that to happen? Just turn our backs on Israel? I don't think so. First of all, that's not happening. If Israel jumps into the middle of this, we are strapped to their back. Especially if Iran were to lob something, preemptive strike first to do something. Are you kidding? But our military is a voluntary military. Iraq, Afghanistan, we are deep, we are waist high in $16 trillion debt. And how do we get into the middle of something else that's going to be more money that we can't afford. That's the problem. Could we afford to stay in the same direction that we have in the past? I think we need those war reparations, Afghanistan. Woohoo! Excuse me. We need some money so we can dump it in a different direction. Guaranteed, if it wasn't just a bunch of nonsense coming out of Iran and something were to really happen, oh, there's no question. We're there for Israel. I don't see it. I don't see us saying, nah. We love you, Israel. We love you, but we're not going to be there for you in the end, even though we've promised you along the way through all the other administrations that we are. And, you know, raise your hand, by the way, if you believe that Ahmadinejad is just building nuclear power. They're just generating power. That's it. It's what the French do. It has nothing to do with building weaponry. Only we don't want any inspectors to look closely at what it is that we have. But we're not, I promise, we're not doing what you think we're doing. And when someone protests, what's the old saying about when someone protests too much? That's the problem with that. That's the problem with that. What do you think? Follow them in or say, hey, we're in debt, brother. We got nothing left. Sorry, we'd love to help you out, but we blew it in other parts of the Middle East. Maybe you disagree with me. 855-266-KATE. Trust me, this is going to be the heavy conversation coming out of the UN. Out of the UN. Notice I say that. 855-266-5283. There's an interesting little piece that I picked up out of one of the New York papers. There's a gossip columnist named Cindy Adams who's been around for a long time, and she writes, you know, buzz that she hears. She had a little tiny piece about Cato Kalin. You remember him. Like, I know you got to go back in your time machine to 1996. So push Iran aside for a second. And now what she's saying in her column in the New York Post is that Cato Kalin is saying that O.J. Simpson definitely killed his wife. O.J. killed his wife, for sure. Because the statute of limitations has now passed, and I can say it. So he's asked about this, why he didn't come forward and tell the truth, and why he let O.J. Simpson get away with murder. And he said, I was too scared. I was terrified. I was terrified.
Maybe he's terrified now that nobody's talking about him.
That's right. So he's got to write a book or something. He has to get in the New York paper saying, yeah, he did it. He did it. I knew he did it. But I didn't say anything because people hated me. People spit on me. They threw gum in my coffee. That's what he's saying. That he became such a D-list actor, and how he even got anything. Game shows, poker tournaments, reality things. It just doesn't make any sense. So now he's come out and he's saying that, he did it. Geez, thanks. That really helps. I'll tell you what, that helps the Brown family, the poor father. Doesn't matter how long it's been for him, the thought of his daughter and what happened there, and to have that languishing out there, and he decides to kick the ball now into play. Too late. Doesn't matter. OJ's in prison. There's not gonna be any kind of a retrial. Retrial. We don't do that in this country. Sorry. And how many people thought he did it? How many people thought he didn't? At this point, who cares? Who cares? Cato, you blew it, buddy. And nobody's going to read your book if now you're going to spill your guts and say why you didn't say it because you were too afraid. He did get 3 minutes, though, here on America Tonight. Bobby in Los Angeles. Hello, Bobby.
Hey, I hope I get lots of time because I got so many things I want to go over with you here.
Let's hear it.
Okay, number one here, I've always been fascinated over the years how people always put Iran on top of the world's worst enemy list when you can make an argument, you know, everyone has different opinions on a terrorist nation, but whatever your argument is on a terrorist nation, you can make the argument that Pakistan was, is, and will be a bigger threat than Iran ever will be, no matter what your definition of a terrorist nation. And then, if that's not enough, I have nothing against Israel. I'm not an anti-Jew or conspiracy theory, you know, Zionist kind of person. But I just think it's interesting how conservatives, and I'm not blaming you, I'm just saying conservatives in general, are always saying we don't have enough money and how we should not just fight wars unless we have no choice. And then they have no problem sending their mothers, their sons, their daughters, their fathers to go fight for Israel against Iran. And where's the money, like you mentioned? I don't get the logic here.
Yeah. Well, you have to decide. Do we have the money to continue to help who? Who are we bailing out? There are other nations where people are being slaughtered, problems in the South Sudan, other parts of Africa. And so we spin the wheel of fortune. Who are we bailing out? Who are we helping? How much can we take? I think the bottom line is this. Who's ever president, yeah. If there was any kind of threat really leveled at Israel, there's no way we're not responding.
But
I'd be stunned.
When you say these things, you sound like you agree with me, but then at the end it sounds like you still think we should support Israel and go fight Iran. Do you think we should invade Iran?
No. I think what we should do is let Israel take out their nuke facility. That's what I think we should do.
And do you think if Israel fought Iran, we should back them up and use our own people and our own money to fight that war?
I think if Israel was in serious trouble, not just conversation, Netanyahu. No, I think that, Bobby, I think, I'm not me being president. I don't think we should
do
it.
But I'm saying,
that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I wouldn't do it. But there's no way anyone who's president is not going to do it. There's no way whether it's Obama, and no matter what he says, whether it were, let's say Romney were to win the election,
yeah.
If it had been previous administrations, no way.
Okay.
No
okay,
way do they
enough.
Not
then,
back him up.
Then to my first point, you do believe, because unless I misunderstood, you do think Iran is a bigger threat than Pakistan. May I ask why?
No, I didn't say that. I said I had a hit list of the all-time worst leaders in the world at one
right.
point, and Ahmadinejad was number two on my list. But Pakistan is a hornet's nest. We have a great, we have a guy that comes on with us every month who's awesome, an advisor to the show, Jeff Atticott, and he's all over the world, and he's talked about Pakistan forever. There's no question. I mean, look at what's happened in Pakistan in the last decade. I absolutely agree that Pakistan is a bigger threat than Iran for what they're doing with terrorist camps, what's happening there. But do I like Ahmadinejad? Do I think somebody shouldn't take him out? He shouldn't have been taken out a long time ago? Oh, and do I trust what's going on with the Ayatollah? Absolutely not.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic. C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You might put your love and trust on the line. It's risky. People love to tear that down. Let them try. Do it anyway. Risk it anyway. If you're paralyzed by a voice in your head, it's the standing still that should be scaring you instead. Go on and do it anyway. Do it anyway. There will be times you might leap before you look. There'll be times you'll like the cover, and that's precisely why you'll love the book. Do it anyway.
Really excited to talk to our next guest. He owns a business. He's a millennial, right? And we've been talking about this. What happens when you're a business owner? You've got all this ambition. You're watching to see where things are headed. And you're not happy with what's going on in a couple of facets of tax laws and what the future holds, for example, with Obamacare and just, again, more of the pounding you take as an entrepreneur these days and could take, it could go in a worse direction, by the government. You know, you all know how I feel about that. So welcoming here to America Tonight, he's in our virtual green room, Ryan Rickard. He's the founder of the American Small Business Movement. And I love this, YesWeBuildIt.com. Hey, Ryan, thanks for hanging with us on ATN.
Thank you.
So, first of all, tell us about your business and your concerns. You own something called the Clean Slate Group. What do you do, and how concerned are you about the future when it comes to being an entrepreneur and a business person?
Well, to answer you kind of in reverse order there, very concerned. But my business, I left kind of the corporate world. I was involved in indoor football, marketing of and management of indoor football for 8 years, and then I went to an ad agency. This last year I took a huge risk and ultimately leap of faith to start a for-profit company funding a nonprofit, our nonprofit charity arm. So Clean Slate Group funds Clean Slate Project, and what we do is we have a combination of anti-graffiti vinyl and laminate, and we wrap eyesore objects for cities. So we do city beautification. We wrap traffic signal boxes, kind of how we started, everything from dumpsters to city vehicles to bus stops to all that. And it's resistant to spray paint markers and damaging adhesives. And we take either public art is kind of our big thing, or historical photos or scenic photos. So that's how we started. We're headquartered in Montana, but we just did a great project in Minneapolis. We're working with some other big cities across the country, and it's been really exciting. So it's been great.
So you said Minneapolis was one. This is a problem across the country. So what a great business idea. What besides Minneapolis, and maybe Minneapolis is it? What was your favorite project to date?
Well, you know, my hometown, where I live and where I went to college is Bozeman, Montana. So I'm a proud Bobcat, Montana State University. And so Bozeman was neat because it was my hometown. And I took a spark between my ears, and I was able to progress it and develop it and spend countless hours of kind of mad scientist style figuring out what vinyls and what laminates would actually work and with the complex curves and everything. So Bozeman was probably my favorite. But every project is so neat because in each city, we take, I say 10 to 15%, but it's usually right around 10 or 12%, as much as we can to cover our costs, but also fund youth organizations in that city. So Minneapolis went to Minneapolis, Bozeman to Bozeman. We're in conversations with New Orleans and Portland and Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Fargo, and all these cities. And in all of them, the projects, the charity will go to those organizations that my hopes and my thinking is it'll fund the organizations that help these kids fill their idle time, teach them right for wrong, and ultimately limit the cycle of vandalism.
Yeah, there you go. Good for you. Talk about that's terrific. I can see this in my mind. I'm thinking this can really mushroom, which you obviously know. You mentioned some of the cities that you're already talking to, and then putting it back into the city itself, keeping the dollars there and helping other people. Just a terrific idea. Talk about yeswebuildit.com and the whole push with the small business movement. We'll just combine them, and the idea is right to keep the money here in the United States and to strengthen ourselves within, right?
Absolutely. So what we did is, you know, on July 13th, when the president had his whole conversation about government's role and how if you have a small business, you didn't build it, someone else made that happen. I looked at that from every side. I tried to put myself in all potential views, shoes, if that makes sense. So I was looking at it from all angles. And whether or not you agree or disagree, it was taken in or out of context. I took the opportunity. It ruffled my feathers because I just turned 29 years old. My wife's 27. She's pregnant. We've had pregnancy complications. So she was home. It's like a Sunday night that is reserved for family time typically for us, and just burning the midnight oil. Just like, you know, that's my sob story. Just like everyone else, 100 million other people. But, it irked me enough to want to do something. And what I really wanted to do, I'm not a negative person, nor am I, I'm happy. I wanted to take a stand, and I took a stand on this position, and I saw an opportunity to take this negative, both sides being negative, his comment and how the media ran with it either way, and try to turn it into a positive for small business and stand up for something I believe in. I don't think that that side of government or the president gives proper credit to the hard work of small business owners. And you can argue all day that, you know, the small business owner didn't actually build it, it's the customer. But I'll argue right back, you know, that no one built my business. And obviously we survive because of our customers, and that's a big part. So that's a whole other part. But so we created, right away I bought up yeswebuiltit.com. We built it. We built that. We bought like, I don't know, 10 websites.
Uh-huh.
And then I put a trademark in on Yes, We Built It. And then come to find out a couple weeks later, Romney's group was obviously using it for the RNC, and which has been great because we have the road of awareness has been is more than paved, and the president gave me the substance to work with. And me owning a print shop, it was kind of a perfect storm to say, hey, we can do yard signs, vehicle decals, window decals, T-shirts, hats. We can do everything. And it just it exploded in my little group of friends overnight, and it has since just caught fire, which is it's really ironic because I'm building a business out of him saying we didn't build a business, and I'm actually creating jobs, which has been really cool. So it's just been a really really neat experience.
So when you say you're creating jobs for people to help you with yeswebuiltit.com and the T-shirts and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Yep. So we've been a lot of it we're doing in-house. We have some stuff that is outsourced, I guess. We have some local people here. Everything, all of our products are American-made, and we try to be as green as possible with our eco-solvent prints and recycled materials and all this. But it's all about America, because this is my belief, even before all this was said, it is a no-brainer, and it makes me so frustrated, especially with people my age. You know, I can't believe how little my circle of friends, and I love them all, but most of them either act like they don't care or don't care, and they'll take the path of least resistance and the cheapest option, even if it is produced outside of our country. For the you know they'll spend the $5 instead of the $7 when they don't realize the whole circle that they're either funding or supporting or not supporting.
Yeah. Do you think, I mean, that's a good thing where they're kind of laissez-faire is what you're saying in your own circle. Will those friends vote? Do you think they're going to go out and vote? Because that's the other thing we hear, that a lot of people that are in your age bracket are saying, nah, I'm not voting. I don't care. I'm not voting.
Yeah. No, I think that's absolutely a big problem. And I'll be, you know, I've always exercised my right to vote. I've got, war veteran grandfathers, and it was just from the get-go, it was, I came out waving an American flag, proud to be an American. And so I've always voted, but I have been guilty of not paying close enough attention or, taking just like waiting till last minute and being like, well, kind of vote either. I don't know if vote with the masses, if I've actually been guilty of that. But, I haven't been properly educated. And I feel many of my friends, and not only my friends, but the market research we're intentionally and unintentionally doing because of this Yes, We Built It. .com. We're seeing it. A lot of people, they're like, they don't care, or they're just saying, oh, the media, everything's so, it's so dramatic, I can't even keep up, so I'm not going to vote. And it blows my mind, and it's really, it's not only sad, it's just kind of scary that people need to educate themselves, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. I love that you swooped in and you did the yeswebuiltit.com. That was brilliant. See, that wasn't a waste for you to hear those words because you've made a business on it. And, I mean, this, you know, kind of the sky's the limit, at least for in the short run, then probably even beyond that. How many have you been able to put how many people have you been able to put to work? A handful of people?
A handful of people. And we're actually interviewing some people this week. And so right now I think there are between Clean Slate and Yes, We Built It, there are about 7 of us working.
Wow.
And then we're looking to probably take on 2 or 3 more. And that to a lot of people won't sound like a lot, but that is incredible leaps and bounds for our tiny little business. So it's been a big deal. It's been really neat. And the thing that we've done also in addition to those products is we've been able to use this as a platform for small businesses to tell their story. So not only to come on and say, hey, check out my products, but to tell their story of I didn't have, I had $7 in my wallet when I left this and did this. That's the type of stories we want to hear. And we've opened up a lot of channels of conversation, or at least been able to talk to a lot of people. And we're now also working with some groups that are pro just supporting small business. Montana Policy Institute is one of them that we've struck up conversations with. And it's just going in a really positive direction. And the platform for businesses to tell their stories has been really neat.
All right, Ryan Rickert, congratulations on what you're doing and being a new dad pretty soon, too. But yes, we built it.com. I love it. Keep on keeping on, brother, and thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryan. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your attorneys to plead my case. No OS to send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true. But diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I deserve my life down. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
Heart trouble, for goodness sake. I got some statistics today that a buddy of mine sent me who had a heart attack 4 years ago about how many women were having heart attacks, and the number has dramatically increased from 2 decades ago, 20% higher than 2 decades ago. Man, and people you wouldn't always suspect. I had a friend who's an anchorman. His wife had a heart attack 4 years ago. She was in great shape, couldn't figure it out. Turns out she had some high blood pressure, cholesterol issues, and it still was a stunner. Luckily, she survived that heart attack. People don't even recognize some of the signs. So I talk about my pal Don Wiskin all the time, and actually I haven't talked about him in a while, and it's just a good reminder to check out Extendivite. I swear by the stuff. since I saw the... There it is. Isn't that cool? Crank up that heart. That's what we want. Strong hearts. I love that. Strong hearts. Yeah, I don't want to be cracked open. I don't want to be cracked open on an operating room table. It scares me to death when I hear the stats on women and just people in general that I know that I thought were in pretty good shape, frankly. So check out Extendivite. Like I said, it's been 7 months for me. The cholesterol numbers dipped dramatically. Blood pressure, same thing. So I even got life insurance knocked down because of it. Go to heartdrop.com. That's the website, heartdrop.com. They have a great website. Usually, you know, when you go to websites, it doesn't really tell you the story. You go to that website, you got Don's whole family history. Guy was a roofer in Canada and lost his brother, mother, another brother, and then he was making the walk himself into the hospital because he felt like he was having a heart attack. And sure enough, he had a clog in his heart, in a valve, and he had to have a procedure. And he was on all kinds of heart medications. He thought, you know, I'm not going to live this way. So he got in shape and decided that he needed to go to some kind of a supplement. Couldn't find what he needed, talked to a lot of people. And then Extendivite was given birth. So I love the guy, I do, because he went through it. He went through that passage. Got to get heart health. Easy for me to say. Got to get heart healthy, because you don't want to be that person like my friend Rob. You don't want to be like my other friend Jeff, where they both at ages where they were under 40 had to undergo heart procedures. Man, it's a bear. And then you're probably, I mean, I don't know this, just only my conversations with them, but to digress for a second, you have to, and some of you I know have had this, so you understand what I'm saying. You have to be, I would say that you live tentative after some kind of a heart problem, because maybe you just barely survived. Maybe it was the widow, you know, they call it the widow's maker, and it was right there, and if you hadn't gone to the hospital then, that would have been it. You would have been gone. So you're now more tentative. You don't want to shoot hoops. You don't want to walk as far as you used to walk, because you're afraid of what you're doing to your heart. That's no way to live. So take control of it. Go to heartdrop.com, honestly. Really, go to heartdrop.com. You won't be disappointed when you read his story and what ultimately he did. All right, we're rounding the final turn here on ATN. So to tie up a couple of things for you news-wise that I found pretty interesting, you know, I'm the pole princess. I can't help myself. Every day I wake up, look at the sports page, look at the business page, because we already know what's happening, right? Getting tweets and talking to people and then looking at some of the headlines. But the polls, I always get sent polls, and the latest polls show that in the key states, even in North Carolina, Nevada, Colorado, Obama is ahead in 10 key swing states. And the margins are all different. So some of the margins are just 4 points. That's close. And others are, whoa, 12 points. 12 points. So despite the president doesn't have a great popularity record, high unemployment, jobs, where are they? And the economy that's coming off at the wheels, I mean, the wheels are flying off this sucker. He somehow is doing better in the polls. And, you know, in talking to people about what is it, some people in the Republican Party say Romney is lacking any kind of a definitive message. He needs a message that he's going to turn things around. John McCain over the weekend was screaming that Republicans are killing each other by taking chunks out of Romney when they're asked what's wrong with Mitt Romney. So real clear politics is what I was looking at. And unemployment over 8% ever since Obama was sworn in. You have had $5 trillion added to the debt during his term. The U.S. credit rating was downgraded. Obamacare is unpopular. I'm very unpopular. It wasn't even part of the discussion in Charlotte, North Carolina, not really. They have referred to it just a few times. So the president leads Romney by 3.5 percentage points in the Real Clear Politics average of polls. And Romney is trailing in those swing states. He has to have the swing states or there's no contest. He has to score well in the swings. Or if he doesn't take any of them, it's just simple mathematics. It's not going to happen. You know, we have 42 days left campaigning. 42 days. Can you turn this around in 42 days? They say it only takes 21 days to make a habit. So 21 days plus another 21 days, and it could really be a habit. But maybe he's got to stick with some message and pump that message of some kind of change, because that's what we want. You know, that's what we want to hear. I think you do want to hear that. You want to hear solutions. I want to hear solutions. How about somebody who says, okay, listen, I've huddled with the best economic, because I got money. I've huddled with the best economic people I know, frankly. I didn't make this kind of money because I knew stupid people. So we had a retreat for 4 days, and I culled everyone I know. And then I threw in my two cents, and here's what I've come up with. Here's the definitive plan. Now, I'm just the president, so I got to sell to the legislative guys, and they might shoot me down, but I want you to know my specifics, and then go through that. Let people decide. Throw something out there. It's like a proposal, right? If you're asking for somebody's business, do you just give them a shell, or are you giving them meat? An in-depth proposal. This is what I will do if you hire me. Boom, 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 boom. This is what you can expect. And the answer is you probably have to give them some meat. Because why are they going to turn over some coins? So why will you get votes? How will you get votes if you don't give the voters that change, that here's what I can do thing? Here's what I'm going to do if I'm the guy. So don't throw me under the bus, Republicans. Don't do it. Here's what I want to do. Give me a chance. Give me a chance. The 60-minute show was filled with Obama and Romney. Don't know how many of you caught that, but fact-checking is definitely a verb now. If it's not in the dictionary, it's going to be in the dictionary. So I've seen a couple of different things written about the facts in the 60-minute story, that the facts didn't check out on Obama's tax claim. Tax people went over it and found that it just didn't make sense. The Washington Post, they did a fact check. The Annenberg Public Policy Center's fact check did it. The Tampa Bay Times, now they're doing it. They didn't do it originally, but now because they were goaded into it, they're doing it. And it shows that something was off on the taxes going back to what happened in 2011 and what happened back in the 60s. Some of the quotes that were out there, the numbers just didn't add up. So we're going to add up the numbers, and at the end of the week, we're going to tell you what we have come up with here from America Tonight.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.